With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
You're listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.
He is the true number one contender in the bantamweight division. He is taking on Henry Cejudo at UFC 298, and I will now and forever refer to him as Professor Machine. He is the great Merab Dwalishvili. Merab, how are you?
Very good. Thank you for promo. I appreciate it. I'm great.
So, Merab, lots to talk with you about, but I got to start with Professor Machine. What a great video. I was cracking up. Where did the inspiration for that come from?
Man, like, you know, all the things going on, everybody calling rematch. Like, the one was enough, like, when O'Malley called number six, Chito Vera, and, like, It was hard for me to just take another challenge again. Like Henry Cejudo, I proved I don't have to prove again. But and then now, if Chito Vera wins, then he wants rematch again. This is bullshit, you know. And that's why I did all this teaching and like professor thing in my social media. And then when Henry Cejudo screw up my last name, I have to teach him to how to spell my name and things like that. You know, I love positivity. It's hard for me to disrespect somebody, especially like top fighters like Henry Cejudo. And I just try to make fun and just laugh and joke and put positive there.
Yeah. Henry struggles with last names. He does. He struggled. He did a broadcast with Eagle FC, and he was struggling with Nurmagomedov too. So he's not. You know, yeah. I'm not sure. He may call himself Cejudo. He may struggle with his own last name. I'm not sure.
Yeah, I don't know. I should because, yeah, he does. He's not to be Mexican anyways. Like I don't know what's wrong with this guy. You know, he's. Like I love Mexico, and I will give more respect to Henry Cejudo. He will be more proud of being Mexican. You know, I don't know what's wrong with him, but as a fighter, he's a great fighter, and he's a great athlete, and he's a good family guy. So I still have a big respect for him. So that's it.
Yeah. So before we get to Henry Cejudo, Merab, you know, we talked after your last win, and again, you know, I'm not going to rehash everything we said, but you know, we all kind of agreed that, you know, it should have been you or Aljo getting the next shot, and then of course Chito gets the shot, and then you end up getting Henry Cejudo. Now, you're on this long win streak. You've taken on every contender they've thrown at you. You've never backed down from a challenge. You never backed down from a fight. But do you allow yourself like 2 minutes to get upset or angry or pissed off or whatever? Like when they announced Chito and O'Malley, are you just like, are you kidding me? Or do you just move on right away?
Yeah, I was upset, you know. It was hard for me because when I was fighting Jose Aldo, I knew that I was number one contender fight. If Jose Aldo beats me, then he was supposed to fight for the title because he was coming from 3-win streak. He beat Chito Vera and he beat 2 other contenders. And so after that, you know, I understand my friend was champion and, nobody offered me fight to him. I don't want to fight to him, but at the same time, nobody offered me fight to, that's okay. I was fine. I was waiting, you know. I know Aljo was going up and everything was fine, but after I beat Peter Yan, and, I prove again and nobody, after that, I deserve title shot, you know, but And then the O'Malley called number six guy a rematch, and it was hard, you know. And but so now I, you know, like it's, I guess they're looking for numbers. It's something. It's, I guess maybe it's more favor match for O'Malley. This fight. I guess I'm guessing that that's what happening. And then, but I move on. You know, I'm a fighter, and I'm who I am to complain about. You know, I always been fighting whoever was front of me, and that's what I'm gonna do now. But after this, that's it. You know, title fight is next. I'm not gonna look any other bullshit fights. You know, I'm gonna take whatever is mine. You know, I deserve. If I beat Henry Cejudo, I will be number one contender for title, and I'm not fighting any other bullshit fight. You know.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, listen, I don't care what they say before the fight, after the fight, you gotta beat Henry Cejudo. You are the number one contender. There could be a no other direction. I don't know how in the world they could try to deny you. And I appreciate guys like Corey Sandhagen want a title shot. Everyone wants a title shot, and of course, you know, I get it. That's the sport, but I think everyone understands if you beat Henry Cejudo, you got it. It's like we're doing Bilal Muhammad at welterweight, like what are we doing? Like, he's earned the title shot.
I agree, exactly. Yeah, Corey Sandhagen is a good fighter, but he got his chance. You know, he fight Peter Yan for the title and he lost. Now I never fight for the title, and I beat Peter Yan very dominant. So I mean, and then like you know, and like I don't know, like I'm 9-5 streak, and so yeah, I you know, I'm the guy. I'm the
Yeah.
guy.
Now, I know you said in your breakdown, I know you had plans of calling out Frankie Saenz, which was hilarious, by the way. But you said in your breakdown that Chito Vera, you see, you know, beating Sean, he's going to call out Sandhagen and so on and so forth. But in reality, like, who do you actually think wins that fight? I know it doesn't matter to you. You'll fight Chito or you'll fight O'Malley, but who do you actually think wins that one?
I wish O'Malley wins this fight, you know, because I've been calling him out since 2018, since I win my first fight in UFC, and I've been chasing him, and not because of I think he's easy or I will beat him easy. You know, he's a good fighter, a good challenge for me, and I want to fight him. You know. And hopefully O'Malley, because you know, but Chito, of course, he has a chance. Like, you know, he already beat O'Malley before, so you know, he's. I mean, it's a fight. Everything is possible, and you know, Chito has chance. But I'm not sure, but I'm rooting for O'Malley. You know.
It might be the only time in your life you'll ever root for Sean O'Malley.
Yeah. Yeah. Like sometimes, you know, he's. Yeah, I don't hate this guy. I don't hate nobody, you know, but not only time, you know, I don't know. Like, yeah, I don't know. We'll see, you know.
Yeah.
But I'm not gonna rooting when he's gonna fight me. I'm not gonna rooting to him. But otherwise, maybe other times, maybe I next time.
So now you know, you've got this fight with Henry, and of course the timing, you know, you were obviously helping Aljo get ready for Henry last year. So I assume you're almost going to like a second training camp in a way, getting ready for Henry Cejudo, because I imagine you knew him pretty well helping Aljo. So can I imagine, like, at this point, you gotta feel like you know Henry Cejudo pretty well?
Yes and no, because yeah, we was training for Henry Cejudo, but you know, like when I was sparring with Aljo, I was mimicking a little bit Henry, but it's you know, I still have my own style, and I was just doing pressure and everything, and yeah, you know, I studied before Henry Cejudo, but it's very hard, you know. He hits hard, like he's right hand, he kicks hard, he shoots single leg, you know. He's an Olympic wrestler champion, so yeah, even I know him, it's still hard style and hard matchup for me, because it's gonna be hard to take him down. It's gonna be hard to knock him out or do something crazy. So, and hopefully We will have a great fight, and hopefully everybody will enjoy this fight, but I'm sure, because it's gonna be a good fight. You know, it's only three rounds, and I'm sure Henry will push his gas tanks, and I'm always, that's what I'm always doing. So, I'm sure it's gonna be a good fun fight, and we will see number one contender fights.
Yeah. What did you think of Henry's performance against Aljo? I mean, I thought Aljo won 4-1, and I've told Aljo that. I didn't think it was a split decision by any stretch of the imagination. I thought it was 4-1, but, you know, for being off for a couple of years and coming back in there against the champion, you know, I thought Henry had some moments, but I thought Aljo won pretty clearly. But what did you think of Henry's performance that night? Because it was his first fight back in a couple of years.
I agree, and I think Henry did very good. Aljo did win this fight. It wasn't a split decision, but yeah, Henry, I was surprised how good Henry was looking. You know, he was doing. He fought 5 rounds, very, very competitive match against Aljo, and I know how strong Aljo is. And I give respect for Henry Cejudo, how good he did. And so I'm just respecting Henry Cejudo, and I'm only accepting he's gonna be strong, he's gonna be hungry, and you know, like, let me think about this. You know, if I beat Henry Cejudo, you know, he's not gonna go back and keep fighting down to the ladder, and he's not gonna if he lost now, he needs like 3 more wins to have a title conversation, but. If he beats me, then he will fight title. It's a big moment for him. So of course he will do everything to beat me. So of course, like I just saw O'Malley tweet something or say something. Oh, Henry fighting for money. This is bullshit, because you know we are fighting for legacy, and Henry Cejudo is fine. You know, he's Olympic champion, he's 2-division UFC champion, and he's doing all right. You know, I don't think he's fighting for money. You know, he's fighting for legacy, and he's a champion, and he only loves gold, and that's what only he wants. So, and I'm accepting very strong Henry Cejudo, and I'm ready mentally, physically, and I'm gonna show world again, once again. You know?
Absolutely, absolutely. Now listen. Murab, I know this is an MMA fight. This is not a wrestling match. It is an MMA fight. Yes. But a big part of the fight with Aljo was, how would Aljo deal with Henry's wrestling? Because he is a gold medalist in the Olympics. Well, Aljo ended up taking him down, what, 6 times during that fight. And I know Aljo kind of joked afterwards. He's like, I guess I'm a gold medalist now. Now, Murab, I know you're an incredible wrestler. You come from an incredible wrestling country in Georgia. Be honest with me. You want to take Henry Cejudo down at least one time, right? Like, you got to take him down. Like, you got to.
Yeah, of course. I want to take Henry Cejudo down. I would love to do this, and I would try so many times. But like you said, it's not wrestling match. And to be honest, I don't care. You know, I don't care. Of course, I would try to take him down. But if I don't take him down, then I don't care. It's a fight, and I will fight for every position. It's the most important is punch your opponent and don't get punched or don't get hit. So I'm just focused on the fight and the win, and that's what I'm gonna do. And Aljo did good, because Aljo is good wrestler. Maybe he's not Olympic champion, but he's been training, he's been drilling, and then he's like Aljo, he's like you know. He's always doing wrestling training. Always, he's always getting better, you know. And then it's also same time it's a fight, you know. It's a wrestling in the wrestling mats. It's a different rules. But here we have a cage, we have walls, and then it's so much different than MMA wrestling. It's different and easy for me and easy for Aljo.
So let me put you on the spot, Murab. I'll ask you the question. Just being honest, are you the best wrestler in the bantamweight division, in your opinion?
After Aljo, yes.
Oh, Aljo's a featherweight now, so technically he's not even at bantamweight
anymore.
Okay,
hey, Okay, let's put it this way. I would say Henry Cejudo is the best wrestler in our division. He's the Olympic champion. Come on. I'm not, but he's the best wrestler. But I think I am using wrestling better than everyone in my division. You know?
Yeah,
That's my
absolutely.
answer.
Yeah. Is there any part of you that wishes this was five rounds? Like, because you are built for five rounds. Like, it feels like people can't hang with you for five rounds. Like, by the fourth round, you saw it. Like, it felt like you kind of broke Peter Yan's will a little bit when you fought him. Like, he just had nothing left going into that fourth or fifth round. And it feels like you just kind of break the spirit of your opponents. Is there any part of you that kind of wishes this was five rounds?
Exactly. I wish it's five rounds, but unfortunately not. It's only three rounds. Yeah, five round fights, it's more favor for me. But you know, like I'm just a UFC fighter. I'm not make decision here. They just sent me contract. I signed the contract, and I'm just gonna show up. I'm gonna make weight, show up and fight, you know. That's all I can control. And that's what I'm gonna focus on, you know. Like, yeah, I wish it's five round, but it's not.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned it a minute ago, Sean O'Malley saying that Henry's only doing this for money. He picked you to win. He said he's only doing this for money. But Henry did say something recently that I think caught everybody's attention. He said that, this is do or die for him. If he wins, he gets a title shot. If he loses, it's a good chance he goes back to retirement. Now, I'm not going to ask you to get into Henry Cejudo's head, but is it a good thing or a bad thing to have that kind of thought process going into the fight? Like, you can say yes, like, it's good because it forces him to know how big this moment is. He has to get a win, but somewhere back in the back of his head, he's already thinking about retiring again. Like, whether he's serious or not, I don't know, but somewhere in there, he's thinking, like, I could be retired again after one more fight. I don't know. Am I wrong in thinking, like, maybe that's just the wrong mindset to have? I don't know.
No, he has a good mindset. I'm not saying it's a bad mindset, because imagine, like, he's gonna put everything, like, you know, like I mentioned, you know, like it's like a Jose Aldo. When I beat Jose Aldo, he said, okay, I'm out of this, like, he's not gonna go back and keep cutting weight and win again. You know, he was coming from 3-5 win streak, and he wants win another title. But when I beat him, he lose the chance to title, and then he don't want to do again, like, keep fighting all these contenders. You know, same thing with Henry. You know, if I beat him, then I will fight title, and Henry has to wait. And if I come champion, then Henry has to keep fighting other guys. And then, you know, he's not, that means that he's not fighting for money. He's fighting for legacy. He wants only gold, you know. He's not, but he can fight forever. He's still got, like we see, you know, he did very, very good against Aljo. You know, he did, like, it was like a split decision, like, but it was a close fight. Aljo beat him, but you know, Henry Cejudo, he still got it, but he's not fighting for money. He wants just legacy. He wants just gold. And no good mindset to him. You know, he's either everything or nothing. It's a good, you know, it's a best mindset. You know, he was like, honest, you know, it's nothing surprising. You know, I'm sure he can do so many other things, and he has so many opportunities in life. But you know, he's not gonna chase again belt, because it's gonna take so long, especially with injuries, how hard you're training and everything. He has a family, but now I'm sure his preparation is good. You know, he put everything to this training camp. To he's gonna do everything to beat me, but I'm gonna make sure that I'll be the winner the February 17th.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, in a perfect world, Marab, you'd be fighting for the title next week, and you'd be sharing the card with your Georgian brother, who's also fighting in the main event, of course, Ilia Topuria, who's fighting there. A lot of Georgian fighters doing very, very well in the UFC right now. Can I ask you what you think of Ilia's upcoming fight with Alexander Volkanovski?
I'm so happy for him, and I'm proud of Ilya. It's gonna be a great fight. You know, Alexander Volkanovski is my favorite fighter in UFC right now. But Ilya is my brother, and my friend and my Georgian brother, and I love him. I training him, and I'm supporting him, and I believe him. You know, I think he's going to win this fight and make history. He's gonna be first Georgian to win the belt, and you know he represents Spain too because he lives in Spain. He that's where he trains, and that's you know that's where his family lives right now, and he's gonna change history, and it's gonna be a big moment. And I believe and I know that Ilya has every tools to become champion and beat the great Alexander Volkanovski.
Now, be honest though, Merab, are you going to be a little mad at him that he might become champion before you? Because I think a lot of people, myself included, thought you were going to be the first Georgian champion. Be honest, like, are you a little bit mad at him?
No. Trust me, no. I'm so happy for him. And this is nothing like this, man. This is not competition. I'm just, he's my brother, you know, and I, you know, he deserved, and, he earned it to fight for the title and to become the champion, and then he will do, and then I will have my moment. You know, I have this fight, and I have to win title fight, and because you know nobody give me nothing, and nobody give me free nothing in my life, and everything I have I earned it, and I guess I'm gonna earn it this time again. You know, I think I deserve title fight, but I guess not. So it's okay. I'm gonna earn it. You know, I'm gonna be the former two division champion Henry Cejudo, and I'm gonna earn the title fight. And I believe UFC will give me. If not, I don't know. Maybe my coach Mercedes will give me just jujitsu.
Now, Merab, I know you train with a lot of good people out in Las Vegas, and I know you. I don't want to, you know, diminish any of the guys you work with, but I know you posted a photo recently alongside another incredible bantamweight named Patchy Mix, who fights over in Bellator. Am I wrong if I say that I think you and Patchy are the two best bantamweights in mixed martial arts? Would I be pretty accurate? Because I think you two. I don't mean any offense to Sean O'Malley, and I don't mean any offense to anybody else, but currently, I think there's a real argument to be made that you and Patchy are the two best bantamweights currently in the division. Am I wrong?
Thank you so much. Yes, I'm not saying about I'm the best, but I will say Patchy Mix is really, really best, and he proved again he's Bellator champion, and he beat so many good guys, and he's really, when I trained with him, he's special. He has so many submissions, and he it's very hard to fight against him. You know, he's a very very awkward stand up. You know, like he's southpaw and he's very tall. He's the best. You know, I agree. Yeah, like if Aljo now moved up, I will say if Aljo still here, I will say Aljo is the best. But Apache Mix is best, and I guess you know I am who I am. You know, I don't like talk about myself. You know, like I said, I have to prove it, and I'm proving it, and I'm just showing to fights. You know, but yeah, that's up to you and up to people how they can say if I am the best in bantamweight, just general. But Apache Mix is a great fighter. And, you know, yeah. I love him. And he's my
how
brother.
Do you?
And, yeah.
How do you think Patchy would do in the UFC in the bantamweight division?
Of course, he will do good. You know, he's good, Patchy, good, very good. He will do good, man. You know, it's a fight. I mean, like we see so many times before, like let's say Pride versus UFC. You know, it's a fight, and like everybody can beat everyone. You know, listen, let's put it this way, like I mean, they push Pereira, right? Pereira is a good fighter, but we all know he don't have a wrestling, you know? If Pereira fights anybody good wrestler, then everybody will beat Pereira. But they push Pereira, and Pereira can become champion, you know? So let's say the guy, doesn't matter, like maybe some guy fights small organization, they can fight UFC champion in this this guy the, who not even have a fight UFC, they can beat UFC champion. But it's all about the earn here, like who earn more, who has the more fights. The more you fight UFC, more there is more chance that you're gonna lose, you know? So that's my point. And then you have to earn. It's not like this, like so now they are pushing some other fighters, you know, they are giving them big opportunities. But that's my problem with this is they have to earn it. It doesn't mean that that's they are bad fighters, but you know, they have to do like same thing. I have an 11 fights UFC and then all the weight cuts. And sometimes I was sick in the fight, you know, I have some problems, but I still fight, I still show up. And sometimes the judges make the wrong decision. Sometimes referee make the wrong decision. And so if somebody give me chance 5 years ago, me fight for the title, maybe I will become champion 5 years ago. But of course nobody give me because I don't have a hype. But because of somebody has a hype, we should not give them chance to the fight for the straight title. You know, that's the thing. Of course, Pachi Mix, he's a good fighter, and he will do very good UFC. But I'm saying general, like like general. What I'm saying is like when sometimes I don't like when they push fighters. They have only a couple fights, and they just let them fight somebody top contenders. You know, that's my problem.
Yeah, just say Sean O'Malley, Marab. Just say it. I know you want to say Sean O'Malley. You want to say it. I know you do.
Yeah, it was like, you know, he was fighting guys outside of top 15 and only in top 10, he fought Peter Yan. And like me and like so many people think that Peter Yan win this fight. That was split decision, very, very competitive fight. And they give O'Malley win, and after this they just save O'Malley and they let him wait 1 year, fight for the title. He used his chance good and he become champion. Now they give them time again, so by like this. But I destroy Peter. I dominate him. So but nobody give me this chance. It's all good, man. Like I said, all I have to focus is just myself, and that's what I only can control myself, you know, and just training, get better, be humble, and I'm just getting ready for February 17th. I will make weight, and I'm going to show up. I'm going to fight hard, and hopefully everybody will enjoy with my fights, and I'm going to do everything for the win against the great Henry Cejudo. And let's go from there.
There will be no denying you at that win, Marab. I know there is no way they can deny you at that point. One last thing before I get you out of here. I mentioned, of course, your teammate and good friend Aljamain Sterling is moving up to featherweight. He's got a big fight at UFC 300 against Calvin Kattar. How do you think he's going to do in featherweight? I mean, you know, Aljo is a very big bantamweight. I know it was a tough weight cut for him. But again, there are weight classes for a reason. You know, we've seen some guys like Robert Whittaker go up. He's found a lot of success. You know, we've seen some guys go down and find success, like Jose Aldo. What do you think? How do you think Aljo's going to do at featherweight?
I think he will do very good because he's a big guy, you know, and I don't think there will be any weight issue. I don't think he's like small for this weight class, and he will be like good like he was 135, you know. He will be same thing. I believe he can beat Calvin Kattar, and you know, now it's where it gets tricky. I think but Ilya will be champion, and they're like my brother's both. So but you know, it's okay. They will be fine. They will be fine. So I believe Aljo can win the belt in 145 division too, but because of Ilya's there, I don't know. I don't want to see those two fights. But otherwise, yeah, Aljo, he will do very good.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's like the worst case scenario, man. Ilya becomes champion and then Aljo is the number one contender. That's like your worst nightmare right there.
Yeah, but you know, it's all good. It's a good problem to have. Two of your best friends to be champion and the number one contender. Yeah, it's okay. No, whatever, whoever wins, and it doesn't matter. I will love both of them.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Murad, like I said, I know it doesn't make it any better. I've said this many times to you, both on and off interviews. I think you are truly the number one contender. It breaks my heart. You're not getting the title fight, but if there's any question, if there's any debate, you go out there and beat Henry Cejudo, UFC 298. That settles it. I believe you will go out there, and if you win this fight, you will get that title shot. I don't think there's any denying you. So thank you so much, as always, for the time. I really do appreciate it. Obviously, have safe travels out to Anaheim. And thank you, as always, for doing this. You know I appreciate it.
Of course, anytime. My pleasure. Diamond, I appreciate it. Thank you for having me, and all the best for you. And then, yeah, I always enjoy an interview with you. Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll talk soon, okay?
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Listening to the Vox Media Podcast Network.